This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am out of the studio, but I am encouraging you to resist the urge to respond to evil with evil. Recently, we talked about how Jesus asked us to pray for the happiness of those who curse us. On its face value, it can be very difficult to pray for the happiness of another who is intentionally trying to harm you. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's relationship with Saul. Saul became jealous of David when he realized that God had chosen David to replace him as king. So Saul was not only trying to harm David, but he tried to kill him on several occasions. Yet David chose not to respond to evil with evil. In fact, after Saul's death, David inquired about his surviving family members. During these times, it was very common to kill the heirs of former monarchs. So David could have killed all of Saul's surviving relatives. Yet he chose to invite Saul's crippled and neglected grandson to live with him in the palace. The key is your response to evil is far less about them and more about him. So as you celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King today, let us celebrate the fact that he was also a man who mastered how to resist the urge to respond to evil with evil. No matter how weary he became, likely sometimes feeling that he couldn't take one more drop of disappointment or pain, yet he demonstrated love and nonviolence toward those who afflicted him. So as you celebrate today, remember these words, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these, the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Matthew 25:40. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blue Sea Blessings YouTube channel. So today, resist that urge.